Local coverage of Arizona sustainability news on KJZZ is supported by Intel Corporation. Intel is committed to sustainable water management in Arizona and around the world. Learn more at intel.com/Arizona.
Climate has always been one of Arizona's selling points, but this time of year it can feel like more of a downside. There are efforts to try to deal with the heat and in some cases reverse the warming trends. We've been hearing about some of them over the course of the summer. Today, solar shade structures. You've probably seen them in parking lots across the valley, providing shade for cars while also producing energy. To find out more about them, I met up with Bob Boskamp in a parking lot on the north side of Sun Devil Stadium. Boskamp is president of Strategic Solar Energy, which is the owner and developer of the Power Parasol Solar Shade. We stood underneath one of his installations, which covers vehicles, but also the aisles and walkways. It's up to 34 feet tall, which he says allows for shaded barbecues and other tailgating. Boskamp says this lot produces enough energy to service around 250 homes. I started our conversation by asking him, since Valley residents are always looking for shade, when you combine that with the energy production, why there aren't more projects like this?
Part of the reason may be that people have always looked for the easiest solution, the lowest cost solution. This is not the lowest cost solution, but it has a slight premium over traditional covered parking in the carports. And I think that cost has always been a concern, and no one's really thought of an elevated structure with contiguous platform where you have to install the panels from beneath the structure. And something else that our architect was very interested in is not so much how much energy you create, it's what's the environment you create beneath the panels. If we walk on campus, you will see covering the mall in the center of ASU campus growing trees that are 30 foot high and flowers and plants. And not only do they thrive under the dappled light, it also conserves water, which is also an issue here in Arizona.
So you mentioned this is not the least expensive option. How much does something like this cost to put up?
If you were trying to compare it to a cost per watt, which is typically what people look at, typical cost per watt of such a structure or in the field, in the desert, will range from $1.50 a watt to $2.50 a watt. We are actually producing power parasols and other solar shade products for close to $3 a watt.
In terms of the cost to actually put it up, like if I had a parking lot and I wanted to do something like this, how much, I obviously depends on the size, but how much roughly would that set me back?
Well, again, it depends on the size. What we're standing under is 5.25 acres of solar shade product. This structure would probably cost on the order of $5-6 million.
Now, this is obviously not the only place where you've done this. Am I right? You have other kinds of facilities that you've built these kinds of structures as well?
Yes, we have built structures, and each place that we build has a unique value proposition. Campgrounds of America in Tucson, we've built a power parasol that is covering 30 RV slots. We've built these for Fry's Marketplace and measured customer satisfaction. And, you know, if you've lived in Arizona, you know you will go where there is shade, even if it's a driving a little farther, as long as you can park in the shade. So we've done them in different environments, yes.
So what is the advantage in your mind of having a structure like this, other than the energy generation, but just in terms of the shade production? What's the advantage of a structure like this over something like shade cloth that some places put out, or putting like balconies on buildings that produce shade for sidewalks that you walk underneath?
Well, a couple of things. If you're looking at the life cycle cost of any kind of a structure, canvas and any material out here will deteriorate and have to be replaced over, I'll say, 7 to 10 years. This structure has been up now almost 8 years and very little maintenance associated with it.
What kind of impact do you think ultimately a structure like this and others that you've built could have in terms of cooling off the valley, especially during the summer?
There are studies being done by the Global Institute of Sustainability here at ASU studying heat island mitigation, which is black asphalt or concrete radiating into the sky at night, creating elevated temperatures at night. So there are other benefits than simply the energy. And I always say, energy is not the number one benefit of a power parasol. It's all the other things that you can do beneath it, and the things that we just mentioned of heat island mitigation, reduction of black asphalt maintenance. Energy is a key ingredient in terms of the benefit, but it's not number one.
How big do you think this kind of thing could get? I mean, right now you're obviously in parking lots and some other types of places. Could you foresee building power parasols over roads, for example, to produce more energy and provide shade and sort of reduce that heat island effect there as well?
If you let your imagination run, and we have been approached canalways where you have biking and cycling and runners. So we have also, I didn't mention, we have completed the last of a major project for one of the large mega churches in the valley that is over an acre of outdoor shade, not for parking, but for the congregation to, when they file out of church on Sunday or school, they have a school at this church. It is a beautiful, large structure that is, they're able to host events underneath it.
I want to ask you one other question about the design of this, because you've mentioned the elevation of these panels a little bit. And you'd reference that, you know, by doing it that way, you could barbecue and, you know, have tailgate parties and other events out here. I'm wondering, in terms of heat and heat mitigation, the fact that you can get a breeze. I mean, it's a warm day today. It's in the 90s already this morning. But it's not terrible under here because there's a breeze. We're in the shade. How significant is that in terms of the design here?
That's a very insightful question because, again, the Global Institute of Sustainability has ongoing research under all of the power parasols, and one of the items they are studying is microclimate creation. Because it is so large, and if it's in the middle of concrete buildings, asphalt, you know, roadways, the thermodynamics of the surrounding area heats up and air is rising and displacing. So it is creating some of its own breeze. So they're measuring temperature, humidity, wind velocity, and one of the things that's unique that they have found in the middle of campus at ASU, when the air is being displaced under the power parasol, it's drawing cooler air off the grass areas.
All right, Bob, thanks a lot for meeting me out here. I appreciate it.
You bet. It's been a pleasure, Mark.
Bob Boskamp is president of Strategic Solar Energy, which is the owner and developer of the Power Parasol Solar Shade.